I'm joined now by Sam Sloan. Sam is captain and for this year the chairman of the Scottish Blind Golf Society, who are keen for new members to get on board. Sam, you've also got an auction to highlight as well, but yeah, you're really keen for people to give blind golf a chance and get involved.
The main objective this year is to try and get new members, be it people who've never played golf, who are prepared to learn, and we can help them out. All sexes, welcome. Teenagers, we've had a few of them playing for Scotland in the past against the old enemy. We call it the old enemy. We play against England, but they're all friends. It's just one big friendly society, really. And it's the social side of it is the best. You're on a level playing field with all your friends because your handicaps sort that out. And as I say, if you've been a golfer and you're missing playing because of sight, don't let that stop you, because if you get a guide that can tell you all about it, if you want to know and see what's happening, we can also help out in other ways.
Now, this year things are a bit different at the moment, obviously, but where are you guys based and how do people get involved?
We have a secretary. You'll find out all the details there on the website. So we have five districts: West of Scotland, Tayside, Grampian, Edinburgh and Lothians, and Glasgow. And each of them has a contact area. And whatever area you stay in, that's the area you would probably join. And then you get affiliated to the Scottish Blind Golf Society, who play in lots of different events, British Opens, World Championships. There's lots of places that you can go to play. And as I say, I've got friends all over the world through this. It's a great society, I must admit.
And as you know, Sam, we broadcast throughout the UK. You mentioned the old enemy matches with England. And there's opportunities for people throughout the UK to join these clubs as well, isn't there?
There is. You can join the England and Wales Blind Golf Society, it is, actually. And you've got the Irish, you've got Southern Ireland, Northern Ireland. Scotland have an annual event each year against England and Wales. It takes two countries to try and play against Scotland because they find it difficult to beat us these days. But it works. It works both ways. They're great guys, I must admit, and it's easy to get contacts for the English Blind Golf Society as well. And they're in the same position as us. They're always looking for new members. And although they've got quite a few bigger areas to pick from, they've got much bigger talent pool to pick from, but it doesn't matter.
Now, you've also got an auction that you're wanting to highlight as well, an upcoming auction.
Yep, there's about 37 courses donated around the Golfer 4. And the website, Blind Golf Scotland, as I say, it's the Scottish Blind Golf Society website. You can go into that, click on the auction option, and you can see if there's any courses there that you fancy bidding for. It finishes at the end of November. So it would be a good Christmas present for anybody whose families are golfers or whatever.
And what's the website, please, Sam?
It's the Blind Golf Scotland, or you can go into Scottish Blind Golf Society and it'll come up.
I believe you're quite a good player yourself.
Average. I was above average at one time when my sight was better. But I'm getting to the stage now where the sight deteriorates, therefore the handicap gets a wee bit higher. So the more shots they give me, the more shots I need. But I did start through my son, who was 10 years old, wanting somebody to go and play golf with. None of the boys, they were all football players, and he played football as well, but he wanted to try the golf. And he asked me if I would go with him, and I says, I can't play, I can't see the ball. I'd never had a golf ball before. And this is how quite a few guys have got into the blind golf. Just hearing about it, it's not a well-publicised thing. This is what we're trying to get.
They made you the captain and the chairman, so they obviously think a lot of you there as well. Explain how the game works for anyone hearing about it for the first time.
What to do is, if you're going to start up, you've got to want to play it for a start, or try it. Even if you're not sure, go to a driving range. You can borrow clubs off anyone and try and hit a few balls. And if you start enjoying this and you're hitting the ball okay, then the next thing's a couple of lessons. Get a few lessons, then start on maybe a smaller course, a 9-hole course, you know, a local council course. And once you've done that, and if you start to get the bite, you'll get the bug, And then you think, all right, I think I'll try a better course here. But you've got to have a certain standard before you really go out onto the courses, you know.
Sam, it's been brilliant talking to you. I'd encourage anyone to get involved. We've spoken to Barry, who's one of your members, before. Anyone can listen to Barry's story. Just search for RNIB Barry McCluskey on Audioboom. In the meantime, though, Sam, best of luck. Sam Sloan,
thank you.
British Blind Golf Society, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Barry.